At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Knowing Wheel podcast. I've completely not checked what episode number it is. I believe it's something around 84.
I think 84 is correct.
I'm once again introducing this because Matt is otherwise incapacitated, as you might have heard of in that brief moment then. How are you doing anyway, Matt? Going well?
Yeah, I'm loving life. You know, we're back, not in a random Swiss hotel room this time around. So yeah, we're back here in the UK, but we feel like death. Apparently Jamie's not much better, but yeah, this is going to be...
I'm like 80%.
I'm probably floating around the 35-40 mark, as in I slept for 11 hours last night, which hasn't happened since I was about 8 years old.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a mood this week. There's going to be a lot of sniffing from the pair of us.
The
show must go on. Knowing Wheel is bigger than either of us will ever be. So, you know, it's an unstoppable force and a movable object. And, of course, Formula One returning to Brazil. Jamie, tell me about it. What are we talking about this week?
Yeah, it's a sprint weekend, which...
It is.
Yeah, was a lot more dramatic when there was stuff to play for in Formula One.
It was.
But, yeah, it should be fun. Last year's Brazil sprint was probably the best of the three. With obviously all the controversy that is kicking off this time last year with Hamilton's rear wing and then rocket ship engine, all the shenanigans there. So yeah, it should be a good show. That's kind of what they want, really, is at this stage of the season. Obviously, championships buttoned up, both drivers and constructors now. So yeah, just put on some fireworks. And luckily, it looks like it's going to be classic Brazil weather, which...
Yes.
Could be good unless it just means a 3-hour long red flag. But yeah,
yes.
Hopefully. We've obviously, I think the last washout in Brazil was what, 2016? But we did get a lot of racing done there.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't think we've had a wet race since then at Brazil. But I mean, wet races at Brazil have always been quite iconic, haven't they? Of course, 2016, yeah. 2008, 2009 qualifying as well, of course. What was it? Jenson Button, P16. Sebastian Vettel, P15. Look at you now, son.
Yeah, yeah. Only to finish 8th in the race and Button and Vettel both beat him. But there we go. Poor Rubens. Never had the luck at Brazil.
No, he did
but
not.
But yeah, wet race at Brazil should be entertaining. So definitely stay tuned for the Formula One this weekend.
I mean, we say all this now and it's going to end up being dry, isn't it?
Yeah, dry race, processional, Verstappen win. There we go. Yeah, should be good. There's not been massive amounts of news. Obviously, it's quite late in the season now. Everyone's kind of focusing on next year in terms of upgrades and all that kind of stuff. But there's still a bit to play for. We've got, obviously, probably the biggest thing is the battle for P2 and the constructors, with Ferrari having a really off weekend in Mexico. And Mercedes obviously getting, what, 2 and 4 plus the fastest lap. So that gap has come down a lot. And that's kind of... In terms of at the front, anyway, that's one of the main things that we've got to look out for. So, Hamilton hasn't been historically great at Brazil. I think he's only won there twice, which is low by his standards.
Oh, it's mad, isn't it? That only winning a Grand Prix venue twice is bad.
I know
three
times
standards.
Anyway, isn't it? I forgot. He won
I
last
think
year,
so. Yeah,
he?
Last year,
2018. Sorry, when Verstappen should have won and Ocon took him out. And
yeah,
2016 was his first
16.
Win at Brazil.
Yes.
Yeah.
So kind of mad, isn't it?
Yeah, he should be looking up.
Should have been 2012 if Hulkenberg wasn't a tool, but
well,
there we are.
Timo Glock wasn't a tool, staying on the right. The
Timo Glock was meant to stay on the dry line there, my friend.
No, I like Holt's job to overtake him. I'll claim it was D'Ambrosio and then say it was a tool.
Okay.
Was he? No, it was Charles Pick in 2012. Anyway, D'Ambrosio wasn't even there. Sorry, Jerome.
You just blaming Jerome
off
for
the rails already.
This has gone horrendously, and we're 5 minutes in.
Yes, yes.
Jamie's just pitting fights against random ex Formula One drivers. Yeah.
Who weren't even racing at the thing I blamed him for.
Fair enough.
Yes, another little thing to keep an eye on. We've obviously got. We spoke about it back in the summer break, you remember that, but we kind of tried to predict who would be second to sixth in the championship. Because
yes.
We all knew at that point Verstappen was winning it.
Yes.
Proved correct. We should have looked up what we said, but I'm pretty sure I put Leclerc second and you put Perez second.
Yeah, and I reckon I'm right.
It's going to be a close one, isn't it? That's one of the key things
Perez,
to look out for.
Apparently Perez, I think, the last three times he's overtaken Charles Leclerc for P2 in the championship, he's immediately lost it again next weekend.
Yeah.
So there is still every possibility that Charles Leclerc will still bag P2 before the end of the... I mean, what's the gap now?
Five points.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's 34 points on offer this weekend.
Well, more,
with this
yeah, 34, sorry, this weekend, yeah. So there is still every opportunity for either of those drivers to, of course, bag P2 by the end of the year. I mean, do we just want to go through it? I think we've got, six... this or that questions. We kind of went through some of them at COTA a couple of weeks ago, but we've got six questions that are one or the other. I don't know whether we're going to make this into a mini competition for the last two races of the year or what.
Well, you've lost every other competition we've entered, so we might as well.
I haven't lost every other competition. I've still got a chance with my F1 fantasy. I need quite a miracle in the last couple
of races,
but I could still beat you just. Let's do it though, Jamie. This or that. We're going to smash through them all in the next 2 minutes or so. Mercedes or Ferrari? Who finishes P2 overall? 40 point gap, remember.
40 points in favour of Ferrari, so I will say Ferrari.
Yes. Fair enough. You'd be wise to say that, and I agree with you. I think even though you've got the sprint race, which could help Mercedes a little bit more, 20 points each weekend where Merck have very little chance of winning the races basically requires both Ferraris to poo themselves,
which
actually is impossible.
Quite frequently, worryingly, for Ferrari.
Especially in Brazil, 2019.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that was... I know, we raced it last year, of course. But
we did.
One-year hiatus, wasn't there?
There certainly was. Who finishes P2 in the Drivers' Championship? We've just said that, sorry. Perez or Leclerc? We both... You think
it's
Leclerc?
I'll back
Leclerc
still, yeah.
Yeah, that's fair enough. That's fair enough. Who finishes P4 in the Drivers' Championship? Mm. George Russell, Lewis Hamilton, or Carlos Sainz?
Yeah, right now, Russell is 15 ahead of Hamilton, who is then 4 ahead of Sainz. That is a tricky one. I feel like I go with George, just because he's not really... Like, if he's in the top 5 both weekends, that probably will be enough. Which he has been more often than not.
Okay. I'm going to say Lewis Hamilton.
Fair. The form, I feel a bit for Hamilton, because he's definitely been the better driver this season. But everyone's going to take it if he does finish behind and be like, oh, look, he lost to a rookie.
Yeah. Well, he's not a rookie, but I know what you mean.
No, a rookie to Mercedes.
Yes, yeah. But I think, Hamilton, 15 points, two and a half Grand Prix technically to go. Like we sort of discussed last week, I think Ferrari are going to be back sort of competitive in these last couple of races. And I think George is just sadly, because, of course, after what happened to COTA, I think he's basically confined to P6 in these last few Grand Prix, to be honest. But I can see Hamilton sort of sneaking away a couple more podiums, something like that. I mean, it's something mad. Like, I think since Canada, only Leclerc and Verstappen have outscored Hamilton in the championship. That's just how good he's been.
Yeah, Hamilton was just
the rest
off it
of
the
year.
First eight races. And then,
well, it wasn't even that
Canada.
He was off it. This is so often confused this year.
They
it
were
was
trying
not that
lot
Hamilton
of
was off it.
Car.
Hamilton was trying so many, like, for example, Jeddah. Hamilton tried such a weird concept with the car that the team, of course, mentioned to everyone that the fact they were trying it just to get more data out of it. But, of course, it didn't work and he scored, like, 1 point when he could have easily probably scored 10 or 12.
Yeah, yeah. But still, I do think he could have done more in the
first
eight
races.
You're saying
Georgia.
I think Russell, for that question, to answer your question.
Fair enough. Alpine or McLaren?
Oof, this is a really tricky one, because
it's not,
but I think Norris is the best driver of the four, quite like,
oh
right
yeah
now.
Absolutely, but closely he can only outscore them both by so many.
Yeah, exactly. And actually Alpine were looking really good in Mexico until it all went wrong in the last 10 laps.
Alpine were looking really good until it didn't. That's basically just Alpine, yeah, and Renault
Alpine
ever in time
as a
Hulk Formula
fan
One.
For his Renault career, I can definitely say that's very true. Currently it's 7 points, the gap in Alpine's favour. I'll go McLaren, why not? Danny Ricciardo
really?
Is 7th in Mexico. Go out on a high.
Oh yeah, but it was a flash in a pan. It won't happen again. As much as we all want to believe, that's probably Ricciardo's last points in Formula One. It's going to be Alpine, Jamie. McLaren are literally, I know we've said this before, McLaren are fighting with one hand behind their back, which is also trying to pull their own trousers down at the same time. It's going to be Alpine. We did discuss this one, and I'm intrigued to see if your opinion's changed. Alfa Romeo or Aston Martin?
Aston Martin.
Still. Yeah. Still, you're being naive.
I want to back Alfa Romeo. But, yeah, the car just isn't there. And Aston's car...
They score points at Mexico.
They score point at Mexico.
Point
and
is
Mexico,
point.
Mexico favoured the car very much so. Whereas Aston Martin in USA should have had a mega haul if everything didn't go wrong. There's no reason why they can't do that again. So they need 4 points, Aston Martin, or to outscore by four, but I don't see Alfa Romeo scoring points again, sadly. I'll back Aston Martin to get those 4 points they need.
Okay, I'm definitely saying Alfa Romeo. Yeah. And then the last one, Jamie. I can't remember off the top of my head. The last one, though, Jamie, Haas or AlphaTauri?
I didn't know that these two teams, they should both be doing better.
It's been a
season,
weird year, hasn't it?
Course of the season, they probably haven't had the 8th and 9th fastest cars. But that's where they've ended up through
inconsistency. But this is kind of just the weird thing, though, isn't it? Because really you could argue anyone from Alfa Romeo down to AlphaTauri
have all been
9th, but some weekends, or 6th at others.
Or 4th, even for Alfa at the start of the year. They were quality.
They were. Well, Haas as well had a couple of brilliant races. Yeah. I mean, all of them, you could argue. Yeah, I mean, Alpine and McLaren, of course, have been far more consistent. Yeah, Alpine and McLaren have been far more consistent than the other two. But, yeah, really, I mean, this has been the great thing about the midfield this year is the fact that all of those teams have had chances to be best of the rest on one weekend or another, with the exception of Williams.
Yeah, definitely. To answer the question, Haas are 1 point ahead of AlphaTauri right now.
Yeah,
I think I would back AlphaTauri to score 2 points.
Really? Sorry, that was incredibly high pitched.
Only 1 point, because Gasly's fifth in Baku. Oh, no, Magnussen finished fifth, didn't he? I wonder who got
fifth in Bahrain.
Didn't Tsunoda
win in
Imola?
No. He spent the whole day in front of Hamilton, didn't he?
That was Gasly.
Oh, that was Gasly. No, because Tsunoda and Zhou crashed in the sprint, didn't they, I think?
No, that was Gasly.
That was also... God, Gasly
no,
and
there
Zhou.
Wasn't even, was there, there was a sprint. That wasn't... Oh,
there,
no,
was
there, was
a, there was there was definitely a sprint at Imola this year because I was there.
I forgot about that. Hang on, let me do
some. It was a weekend to forget, I tell you what.
It was very...
I mean, it's pretty simple for me whilst Jamie does his research. Haas and AlphaTauri aren't going to score points in the final two races of the year, so it's going to be Haas that take it by default. In my eyes, but
Mick
Jamie
Schumacher
apparently still wants to back
place,
it.
Has to count back. Sixth in Austria is the next best.
Yes.
Result.
Yeah.
So
who are you saying?
I'll still say AlphaTauri. 2 points. They can do it.
Fair enough. So we've certainly got some different choices there. So you mentioned Mick Schumacher briefly, though, Jamie. We've had a bit more movement. Yeah, thank you very much. We've had a bit more sort of movement going on around the Formula One paddock. Of course, Stoffel van Dorn has been confirmed to be Aston Martin's reserve driver for 2023. That then has potentially opened up the door for Daniel Ricciardo to head off to Mercedes as a reserve, which still seems stupid to me. And also, before you absolutely cream your knickers, Hulk could be off to Haas. For 2023, apparently a decision will be made this week.
It's a really weird ultimatum that Haas have given Mick Schumacher. Because they've basically been saying, what, since summer break? Like, if you score points, you can have the seat, which is a really weird thing to... Because, like, obviously the car hasn't really been there to score points. But yeah, he's not done it yet. So
I guess it makes sense if you don't want him in the car.
Yeah, it does.
You just say, if you didn't want Hülkenberg there, you say, get a podium in the car next year and you can keep it again. It won't happen.
Yeah, yeah. That's the ultimatum for next year, maybe. Yeah, I don't think they're that keen on him. Obviously, he's left the Ferrari Driver Academy, so... Yeah. I mean, there's been murmurs about Schwartzman for a little, very brief week or so, a while ago.
I would like to see Schwartzman there. It won't happen. It'd
be quite cool to see him get a chance, because he did finish second in F2. Yeah, I think Hulk to Haas is a goer, which I'm very excited about. Although, it'll be spicy with him and Magnussen working together.
Well, they won't work together, will they?
On the same grid as Gasly and Ocon working together.
Netflix have definitely paid off a lot of people here to make these things happen.
Yeah, yeah. The teams have begun going for drama, just like the FAA have.
We're going to wait and see. Soon enough, it'll be Max and Leclerc at Mercedes together or something mad like that.
Max and Lewis, make it happen.
Oh, mate, Lewis would wipe the floor.
No, well...
Put them both in a Red Bull. I completely agree. Max would probably win. Put them both in
a
Merck.
To make it fair, put them both in a Ferrari. And then whoever's driving
neither
the Mercedes
would score. Yeah, exactly.
Russell champion.
It's true, though, isn't it? It's absolutely true. But I mean, which one of them would watch their hair fall out quicker? Both at Ferrari. Because Ferrari would bottle it for them.
Yeah, most likely. But anyway, segueing from the reserve drivers into our quiz for this week.
Oh, no.
The 2022 season... Correct, yeah. As of the beginning of the season, the article that I read. Between all the 10 teams in Formula One, there are 12 listed reserve drivers.
Oh.
You have a minute, which I completely forgot to get my timer up for. That's the weather, not that app. There we go. You have 1 minute to name all 12 of the reserve drivers in the 2022 Formula One season.
When does my time
start?
Sorry. Oh, right, I'm sorry. Hülkenberg, Van Dorn, Liam Lawson, Sebastian Buemi, Jean-Eric Vert, no, he's not there. Nyck de Vries. Have I got those all correct so far?
They're all correct, apart from Vern.
Fred Vesti.
No.
I don't know, I'm trying to think of other drivers. Ferraris is Mick Schumacher, technically in Antonio Giovinazzi.
Yep.
How many more have I got?
27 seconds left. You do. Got five more to get.
Five more. Felipe, no, that was not the start of the year. I don't know. How am I meant to know these? They're just Robert Kubica.
Correct.
Should definitely be able to get him. Again, I can't remember who employs me.
5 seconds.
Oh, I had no idea, mate. Four more. Can you tell me which team they're for and I might be able to try? I know they won't count, but...
So you got, what, 8 out of 12? That's pretty good.
That's not bad.
Two of them are Williams.
Oh, Christmas pudding. I don't know.
Then one of them,
Williams.
One of them is McLaren and Alpine.
Oh, it's not like McLaren and Alpine. Oh, Oscar Piastri, of course.
Yes, and the other one is Haas.
Oh, Fittipaldi.
Correct.
Williams.
Just the Williams
two.
Ones left.
Oh, Jack Aitken.
Yep.
Oh wow, I was actually amazed I got that.
I think you might struggle to get the last one.
Is it Jamie Chadwick?
No.
Oh.
You'll have heard of him / her. Not her, because it's not heard Jamie Chadwick.
It's not Danica Patrick, is it?
No.
Big ups, Danica. I don't know. Just tell me.
Paul de Resta is still a reserve driver.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd rather have Anthony Davidson in the car.
Yeah, and he's a better pundit, so...
He is, yeah. He's just better in every... And he's not Scottish, which makes him even better.
Well done. Well done, Matt. 8 out of 12. Not bad. Not bad going.
I'll take that.
What are we missing from our little notes?
F1 went to Vegas.
Yes, it did.
I'm going to say this now, because Codemasters made a bit of a boo-boo this week that got accidentally leaked. I can say I should have also been in Vegas. F1 Esports was meant to be there. F1, I was not actually going to mention this had Codemasters not accidentally left it in the game, saying what's the live stream live from Vegas. But yeah, we were all meant to be out in Vegas last week and it got cancelled and I'm heartbroken.
That would have been sick. That would have been
it would have been mad.
I was
and
meant
the
to be
actual
Dabby,
event
on,
looked
yeah.
mental.
That also got cancelled. Yeah, I was meant to be in Abu Dhabi for the grand final and it ended up in Fulham instead.
Fair enough. I mean, the event itself actually did look still pretty mental, didn't it? And I mean,
I haven't
really
seen any
question...
of it. Really, I'll be honest with
have
you. I haven't really tried.
I've seen a bit of footage, but I mean, the big thing for me is why don't we give the Formula One cars undertone lighting at night races? Because it looked sick.
Oh, that would be class. That's a great idea. Like the scene in Cars where they try and make Max.
Yeah, exactly. That's what you want around night races.
You wouldn't be able to see them, surely, under with the floodlights as well.
I'm trying to think. Singapore,
unless they
absolutely
were super
not.
Bright. But then that would really draw away from the engine's power if it was powered by the generator.
I mean, what you'd do is just tone down the lighting by 20% around the venues, wouldn't you, as well? Even if you just like did it for free practice and qualifying or something like that, just so it would look quite cool.
It'd be really cool in the rain, in like Japan kind of conditions.
Yes, yeah.
Probably very unsafe.
Sonic throws an LED strip across the track when he bins it lap one. But yeah, no, I mean, Vegas, of course, we know how much money Formula One's pumping into this. Apparently not enough to send F1 Esports out there. We won't talk about that, though.
I hope you enjoy your time in Switzerland.
Switzerland was very nice again, but I just can't help but feel Vegas might have been slightly better. And I could have got some mad TikToks from what was going on out there. But, you know, we move.
Got some mad debts as well from the casinos.
Yeah, fair enough. Jamie, I don't gamble to lose, mate. I gamble to win. Come on.
Yeah, it's only gambling if you lose.
Exactly. It's not gambling.
That's
if
not advice, everyone listening.
Well, the thing is, well, what people tend to forget, Jamie, is most 90% of gamblers quit just before they get their big win.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think is quite
That's
important.
That's the worst stat I've ever heard. We do not endorse gambling on this podcast. Do not do it.
No, until we become a gambling 18. Sponsor, and then we might.
AAA Casino, hook us up. No, we'll move on. Bleep that bit.
Yeah. Have you seen Sebastian Vettel, his tribute helmet for Abu Dhabi?
I have.
You can bid to have a picture placed on it, which I think is a good idea, but I also think they should have done some random draws as well. Buy a ticket.
Yeah, it's a bit flawed. Because it's a good idea. It definitely is a good idea to auction and place on the helmet, but ultimately it's going to be businesses and rich people, which I don't think was the intention.
No, but this is why I think they should have done a bit. But they should have had, say, for example, there were 20 pictures that are going on there. It should have been 10 that they bid on, and 10 that, like you could spend £5 on a raffle ticket and they do it.
10 get drawn out, yeah. I think that's
a
good idea.
Did you know, Jamie? This is my fun fact for the day. You remember when Red Bull did this back in 2012 for Wings for Life?
I do.
When they allowed people to put pictures on them. Did you know someone actually submitted and it ended up on the car a picture of Fernando Alonso when they were in the midst of that huge championship battle?
I didn't know that. That's funny.
So there's genuinely a picture of Fernando Alonso on a
on
2012
car
Red Bull.
That's quality. And they did it in 08 as well, didn't they? 08.
Think,
Silverstone.
Yeah.
Wings
was
for Life.
No,
again.
Was it Silverstone or was it the end
of
the
year?
I thought it was DC at Brazil.
No, it was Silverstone. The Brazil was a tribute white livery for Wings for Life.
Yes.
Which
lasted
one corner.
David Coulthard and Kazuki Nakajima crashed into each other about 10 times that year.
Yeah, true.
But the fact it happened once more to end DC's career was kind of depressing all at the same time. I mean, it's been a really weird week, hasn't it? There just has not been a lot of Formula One news to talk about, and it's not helped based on the fact that neither of us are feeling 100%. Do we just want to jump in to predictions?
Indeed, we might.
Scores on the doors currently are 47-66. Which
is it over?
Technically, actually, no, it's not. Yes, it is. No, it's not. Yes, it is. It is. It is. I can only score 65 points.
Right.
If I get everything correct. So fair. It is technically over. So if you see a dodgy tweet from me coming out over the next couple of days, you'll know why.
I thought I need longer to prepare than that.
Okay.
I'm just going to bank it until 2024 when everyone's forgotten.
Okay. So, obviously, sprint race weekend, we do things slightly differently. Of course, it's triple points to make sure I stay
triple
in the battle.
Triple points. Yeah, next weekend it'll have to be 10 times points because Matt will still lose this one.
Oh, probably. So we do, obviously, pole position, sprint race victory, and real Grand Prix top three, don't we, Jamie? I am going to say I'm going first. I'm going to say I'm going to be really boring. It's going to be Verstappen.
Wow.
Hamilton, Leclerc.
Wow. How am I meant to spin this to be interesting then?
You don't. You just pick stupidly instead.
Let me just Google Interlagos weather real quick. And yeah, it's going to be pretty moist. Who's been fast in the rain? I mean, Verstappen won in Japan. To be fair, Sainz has been around the rain, hasn't he? I could...
Oh, yeah, position. He did brilliantly at Japan, didn't he?
Not Japan, but he did well in Spa and Silverstone in qualifying.
Yeah, but that was kind of irrelevant at the end of the weekend.
A little bit. The thing is, it's done, so I might as well just throw something out there and see.
Go on, say Mick Schumacher. You reckon Williams will repeat their 2010 antics and get pole with Latifi?
Nico Hülkenberg to replace... Lance Stroll and get a pole. No. I will go Charles Leclerc. Why not?
Okay.
Pole position, that is. And the sprint race.
Okay.
I'm just, in my head, I'm reading those hate comments on your community post already.
Yep.
And GP Perez. Why not? Perez win. Even though I've backed Leclerc for the other one. Yeah, it was wet in Singapore, wasn't it? And Verstappen had a shocker.
Yeah.
Perez, Leclerc, Verstappen.
Okay.
Watch
and
it happen.
Just to remind you as well, you also said Leclerc was going to beat Perez in the championship.
I did. That's
So Perez is going to Leclerc's going to need a miracle and have to win basically in Abu Dhabi.
Well, we just got all bases covered. One of my predictions will be right.
Okay, fair enough. Jamie is... you're doing like matched betting on our little podcast or something.
Yeah. Well, whatever happens, I'm right.
Anything else? Yeah, well, exactly. But you're also wrong, so...
Well, we gloss over that.
We often do. We often do. Anything else we need to discuss, Jamie, before we round this one out?
I don't believe so.
No, it has been a very, very weirdly quiet week. I do need more Lemsip. I definitely will be getting back on the Lemsip hype train once we're finished.
Yes.
But thank you all so much for listening nonetheless. Of course, yeah, we've only got, two more podcasts? Three, technically, before the end of the season. Of course, we'll be doing loads of stuff during the off-season anyway. But it's kind of mad, isn't it, Jamie?
Yeah,
F1 2022 is almost come to an end, which is kind of crazy. You know, if you're new around here as well, Jamie forgot to plug everything at the start. But
yeah.
you're not going to be in charge once I'm feeling better again. Obviously check out all the links down below as well. Of course, if you're new around here, please do get yourself subscribed. We're getting close to 90k, the goal of 100k by the end of the year. It's we still believe, we still dream, but it is going to be very, very tight. But thank you all so much for listening nonetheless, and we will return probably next Tuesday with more Knowing Wheel, where we'll look back over the antics of how Sergio Perez stole the Brazilian Grand Prix victory.